sky is so starless. Baby, the sky is so starless. Baby, you got me growing heartless. So heartless, girl, it's starless. Starless, yeah, yeah. Yo, what's up, man? This is Rob Markman. You're listening to the Red Light Special. What you just heard was our theme music by Jake and Papa. Starless, man. Shout out to Jake and Pop. This is episode number 18. It's a weird one and a special one we got for y'all this week. It's weird because I'm here solo. I'm flying a solo mission. Kristen is out. She got a call from... Damn, I don't even know if I could say it. You know, something related to Netflix. You know, Kristen does the acting thing, so she got a call to be on set somewhere. So it's looking like a nice opportunity for her. So she went and took it. She regretted that she couldn't be here, but she'll definitely be back next week, and I'm flying here on this solo mission. Just want to shout out my man Jamie over at This Is R&B for all the support. Last week was crazy. Last week we had a really, really, really great episode with the Force MDs. Like, you got to understand, like, this is why, you know, I love what I do every day. Like, I came up on those guys when I first heard the Force MDs and their music. I never knew that I could make a career in the music industry. And now I'm interviewing them along with Kristen, and we're talking about how some of our favorite records came together. So, you know, one thing that we strive to do at the Red Light Special, and if you're a fan of us, you know, we speak to veteran artists who've been around for 20 and 30 years. And, you know, we speak to the new people, too. Like, you know, the generational gap in music now is something that really, really bothers me. You know, you have the new generation that kind of just shits on the older generation and dismisses it. And then you got the older cats who won't even lend an ear to the new cats. It's like, it's super corny. But, you know, here at the Red Light, we don't discriminate. Like, music is music. So we're going to continue to, you know, speak to our veterans and speak to some new cats and, you know, definitely put you on to music y'all haven't heard. You know, this week I've been listening to, you know, I shouted him out last week, last episode, but KR got this song called About That. Like, it's really in rotation. If y'all haven't heard About That by KR, go over to SoundCloud. Check it out, man. It's a really, really dope record. Damn, what else happened this week? It feels weird not having Kristen here. I ain't even gonna lie. But shout out to Sway. Shout out to my big homie Sway. I was with Sway early in the week, and he was interviewing Gladys Knight. And then he introduces me to Gladys Knight, and all of a sudden, me and Gladys Knight is having a conversation. Like, I don't even know who I am anymore after that. Like, but, you know, we might do that, too. We definitely spoke with her camp and her team. So don't be surprised if you see Miss Gladys Knight over at the Red Light Special as well. Like I said, we don't discriminate at all. This episode is going to run a little different. Like, it's been a long time coming. Y'all been hitting us on Twitter. Actually, I got threats. A couple of threats. Like, if we didn't get this next guest in the studio, he was going to do some bodily harm to me and Kristen. But he's here. Y'all know him. This man hails from Louisville, Kentucky. Listen, not a lot of people come out of Louisville, Kentucky, man. It's very few, man. He's gifted and talented. He has a new mixtape, because it's not the album yet, but it's a mixtape. We've been listening to it on Apple Music for a week, and it's out finally everywhere now, called Trap Soul. Man, I think this might be our biggest episode yet, man. So welcome to the Red Light Special, Mr. Bryson Tiller, man. What's good?
What's going on?
Yo, man.
I like this vibe in here, man.
Yeah, now it's a good vibe. I wish you could have been here when Kristen is here. Kristen is my co-host.
Oh, man.
And but
wish you were, Kristen.
Yeah, listen, she got a little opportunity though. She got a call to I can't say which show, but she's also an actress and one of them hot Netflix shows.
Congrats.
They called her to come do something. Something about some orange, something black. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But she told me not to say nothing, but, you know, I don't know. But we're here. So she apologizes that she couldn't be here, but we're here.
Yeah.
And it's a little weird. I apologize if it's weird, because we just recently did an interview.
Nah, it's all good.
Over for Genius.
It's a new day, man. It's a new day.
That's what it is, man. So we went kind of lyric by lyric on Genius. So go to genius.com and check that out.
But man, enough about all that. How you feeling, man? What's good, man? The album is finally out, man.
Yeah,
how you feel?
Today it's out. Trap Soul in stores now. I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now this is a mixtape, right? You're making the distinction between album and mixtape. I feel like
trying to, at least, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I feel like the way I made this project was the same way I made Killer Instinct. You know what I mean? So that's why I've been calling it a mixtape.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, album stuff. Like, man, I'm gonna go to Brazil to just like start recording this thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and just really trying to piece it together and doing some big stuff for the album.
It's funny because I don't think the fans make the distinction. I know Drake dropped two mixtapes this year.
Yeah.
One with Future, and then If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Classics.
Yeah, man. Definitely did his thing. But, you know, I'm like, if I pay $9.99 for it, it feels like an album to me. But
yeah, that's what Savoy says.
Yo, shout out to Savoy, too. Yo, speaking of threats, you know, we really got threats on Twitter. Like,
that's
we wasn't
going
to have you on this show. But I actually threatened Savoy. I asked the threat on. I hit Savoy. I was like, yo, if we don't get Bryson up on this podcast, we're going to fight. And he hit me back. He was like, yo, I'm at a funeral. Yeah, I felt like the biggest dickhead.
Oh,
yo, my bad, bro.
Dang.
But so the mixtape is out and you're here. The recording process for this, man, what, 8 months to a year? How long did it take you to put this body of work together?
I wouldn't even say it took me, I guess, I want to say it took me a year, but it didn't take me a year to record a project. You know what I mean? I could have did it in 2 months if I just had the time, you know what I mean? Probably not even that. Just depends. And if I had all those beats, but actually, you know what? I'll say a year, you know, because I went through different things and saw different things to write those songs on that project. So, but in this year that since I dropped Don't, I went through a lot of things and saw things. And you know what I mean? That's when so it took me a year.
So when you had Don't, was there an idea for a project, or was Don't just a song, a standalone song, and you built the rest around Don't?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy, and I feel bad sometimes for enjoying this music because there's heartbreak in it. There's all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of messed up that you have to go through certain situations that aren't so lovely, and then we get this music that we enjoy. Like,
man.
We spoke about this at Genius, Right My Wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you wrote and recorded like right after you got a text message.
Right? Yeah, like right after I got a text message. Man, I looked at my phone. I looked at the text. I looked at my mic. I looked at the text. I looked back at my mic and said, I'm going to respond on this beat right here.
Mm.
And I just got on there and just poured my heart out into it. And that was the first song that I ever like. Usually, like when I record a song, like I'll record like a reference down for myself and then record it for real later. Mm. But like I just went and dropped it right then and there. You know what I mean?
Right. So that's the version that we hear.
Yeah.
Like you didn't go back and re-record it or nothing.
Yeah, I didn't go back. I just did it.
That's crazy. Well, I don't know if you still, what you and Shorty's situation is, but I want to shout her out because if you ain't send that text, we wouldn't get that song.
Right, man. Mm-hmm. For real. Yo, thank you for that. Yo, man, I didn't think about that.
Right.
Yo,
do you look at that? Like even like, you know, on the album, you talk about, on the mixtape, I'm sorry, you talk about, you know, the chicks, the ex-girlfriends, like the people who may have curved you in the past, and now that Don't came out, everybody, oh, hey, how you doing? Da, 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 da,
that's
da,
crazy. You would think that those people would be smart enough not to. Like, do you think I'm retarded or something? Like, I don't know if I can say that word, but I'm not stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you should think more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people just hit me up like, oh, I think we're cousins. Like, I would never do that because I just know what the what people say, you know what I mean? Oh, you're gonna have distant cousins, like, you know what I mean? So it's just weird whenever people hit me up.
You know, some people gotta shoot their shot, like
ex-girlfriends and stuff.
Some people gotta shoot their shot,
I guess.
But they brick. what's your favorite song on the album, man? The mixtape. I keep saying album.
Nah, it's cool. Yo, album. Fuck it. Nah, my favorite song. It keeps changing, man. Like at one point in time, it was The Sequence, and then it changed to Rambo is my favorite song, and then 502 come up, and then Right My Wrongs. But it's just, I don't know.
Rambo is my favorite song right now, bro.
I appreciate that for real.
And because you gotta understand, for me, even doing this R&B podcast is new because I'm an R&B fan, but I'm really a hip hop head. Like I made my bones in rap music, and you know we did an R&B podcast because it's like, there's a void. I feel like there's no place to actually talk about music and the way it makes us feel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But So I was a fan of you. Huh. And then when you dropped Rambo, like I said, I always knew you spit and like you interchange. But when you dropped, I was like, yo.
That's crazy.
He could rap for real. Like,
that's crazy.
I don't
appreciate
know.
That, it.
Do you consider yourself a rapper, or do you like, how seriously do you take the rapping thing?
I take it. I just do it like, I just do it because nobody else gonna rap on my songs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who else gonna, like, if somebody, I mean, obviously I'm open to working with dope rappers and stuff, my favorites and stuff, but like, since nobody else is gonna do it on my album, man, I'm not, and we're going with no features, I'm gonna do it myself. You know what I mean?
But I know there's a lot of rappers out who just a full time job wish that they had Rambo. I know a lot of people was
that's
like,
crazy.
You have to.
Man, if this was a different day and age and I wasn't an artist, I probably gave it to him.
Right. Listen, they out there. They are out there, brother. The sequence is one that you talked about too. Like, that's funny because what's sequence now? We fight, we make up, we fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is so relatable. Where'd you get the idea to do that?
Man, just... Nah, it's the truth. Just like you said, everybody goes through that. You know what I mean? And I was going through it. So I was just like, all right, cool, this is what it is. But, you know, sometimes I fuck up. But, you know, here's me trying to fix it with this song.
Okay. Now, I know you're influencing a lot of artists out there. You know, I spoke to a guy named KR who got this song. I've been talking about on the podcast.
Shout out to KR.
You know KR?
He came and showed love at my last show, man. And I didn't even get to talk to him for long enough because I was really irritated because security was being petty, man. Right. It was being petty. So, like, I don't know. But, yeah, shout out to KR.
So, damn, I don't know if I'm giving too much away. He might get mad at me. But KR is a dude, rap. He could rap his ass off.
Yeah.
And back when I was at MTV, we put him on Rap Fix. Like, I was always in tune to what he was doing. And then this week, he dropped a song called About That. That's more melodic.
Oh, word?
It's more like a vibe. And I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. So I just started tweeting about it. And I hadn't spoken to him in years.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hit me like, thank you. I didn't tweet about it because I knew I just liked it. So I tweeted about it. And then he and I got to talking. He was like, man, I see like what's going on with Bryson. And it's so inspiring because it just lets me feel like it could happen. So you're inspiring other artists
crazy.
So soon. Like people are looking at what you're doing and like, yo, I could do that too. He's showing me it's possible.
That's crazy, man. That's very flattering for real. That just made my day. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, we gonna talk about let's open it up because I want to know who inspired you because I think you got, you know, I've heard you tell stories about Omarion.
Mm-hmm.
I know The Dream is a big inspiration. I know one of my favorite artists and songwriters, Static Major, is a big inspiration. Let's talk about Omarion and kind of what you saw in Omarion that inspired you.
Man, I just heard when I heard his debut album. Man, I used to sing I'm Trying To, or at least Try To Sing It, pun intended, but you know what I mean? And then, of course, you know what I mean? I used to just try to sing those, and I just wanted to be able to sing, so I just started singing. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm doing this, and then next thing you know, Chris Brown comes out with all these fire songs, these little young, you know what I mean, Young Love, and just making, I don't know, man. Like, he was way older than me, but he made me feel like I was his age, and I used to sing, so... I want to talk about one of my inspirations that really probably not too many people know about. It's like a weird inspiration, but Soulja Boy is actually one of my inspirations too because actually, man, I used to go to the library like every day to like, you know, look at beats and stuff. And my girlfriend at the time, she used to be like in school, like college, UofL, and she used to give me a password to a computer and stuff. So I used to go to the library and get on it. And anyways, I used to look up beats and stuff, and that was when MySpace was popping, you know what I mean? And one artist that I saw on there that was popping was Soulja Boy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching him blow up. Like, it's crazy. So I think my story, like, and my journey is sort of similar to his because, you know what I mean, he blew up from the internet. You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't have, like, a dance or nothing on YouTube, but nah, that was just,
better get you one. Nah, I think you're absolutely right. It's funny, I just seen Soulja Boy in Birthday Bash in Atlanta. I wrote one of the first articles on Soulja Boy ever in XXL.
That's crazy.
And I hadn't seen him in years. I hadn't spoken to him since 2007, maybe. And when I see him on that
Is beat, that when the song dropped?
Yeah.
Crank That was big? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he knew who I was. He was just like, yo, Rob, yo, da-da-da. And it was crazy. But, you know, I did this Instagram post, and I kind of said, I don't think Soulja Boy gets enough credit. Mm-hmm. Like, Soulja Boy was the first rapper in the internet age that set it off and set a blueprint for how to do it. Like, if you don't have Soulja, like, you don't have Lil B. You definitely don't have Lil B. Like, you know, that's MySpace, bro. Like, who was really on the internet? Like, Soulja Boy had his own YouTube channel before.
Yeah, he had a lot of people. Man, he had everything. He had a website, and I used to be on that website. He had SODMG.com. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I had my own profile on her and everything. Like, I was like, yo, what's up, SODMG? What's good?
What was your profile name?
I don't even remember, but it was something, SODMG. I tried to hit him up on Xbox. I saw him playing on Xbox Live one time. I was playing GTA 4, right. And I'm driving a Lambo on there. No, actually, I'm driving a bucket on there, and I see him drive past in a Lambo, and it said, Soulja Boy, tell him. I was like, oh, that's Soulja Boy. Everybody's trying to follow him and kill him. Nobody couldn't get to him. That was crazy.
B. That's real. But nah, son, it's definitely, yo. He, even like before Vine was a thing, you remember they used to do the Crank That joints to like SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Like I feel like if that came out today, that would just be the Vine, like how everybody did the Shmurda dance. Uh-huh. To Total, Can't You See, and all these different songs. So Soulja don't get enough credit, man.
Nah.
I'm glad you shouted him out. But back to the Omarion joint, it's funny because, yo, I think O is such a dope song. Like, the songwriting on that.
Yeah.
Like, how he flipped his name to
actual
a sound that you're supposed to make during sex, right? Like, it made, like, yo, that was so G, how you could walk up to a girl and be like, yo, I'll make you say O. Right? It made me want to change. I was like, yo, I wish my name was, like, Oscar or something. Yo, I could just, like, use that, right? Yo, that's super ill. The Dream is another one that I know.
The Dream
that you look to for inspiration. What is it about The Dream that
The Dream man? He knows how to put an album together, like for real. Like the transitions, extra smooth, the harmonies flawless, the beats, everything's just dope about Dream man. All his albums. So man, I used to always listen. That's when I really started like focusing on my songwriting. When I started listening to The Dream, I was just like, all right, cool. I need a You know what I mean? Like, he just talking. Like, he just saying how he feel. Like, his songwriting is different from everybody else's. So.
What's your favorite Dream album? You got one?
My favorite Dream album? Dang. I'm about to say Love Versus Money. Maybe. I don't know, Love, man. It's hard. Tight. It's hard because, you know what I mean? It's hard, for real.
For me, it was that the Love Hate. Just because, like, the transitions between, like, Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fast Car was one.
Yeah,
She Need My Love, like how they all came and just told the story. But when he dropped that 1977 joint.
Oh, yeah. That's when I first heard that Beyonce reference on there.
People forget about that, the One Plus One.
That's on there too?
No, I'm a lie. One Plus One.
Dance For You is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Dance For You.
Want to show you how much that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Big Sean was featured on that song. I was like, wow, Dream is really responsible for a lot of hits out here.
No, but I have a version for you. Beyonce has a song, One Plus One.
I heard the demo, Dream.
It was a bonus track originally on one of his albums. So when Def Jam sent out the advances, it didn't even have a name. It was just like, it was just called Track 17.
That's tight.
And then when the album actually came out, it wasn't there. But I still have the version of Dream.
For us,
singing one.
I didn't know that's
one.
How they put it out there. I thought it was just like leaked somehow.
Yeah,
but that's dope though. That's how they did it.
I got.
I want to do that now.
And then get Beyonce to sing it.
That'd be crazy.
You'd be in there. I mean, do you want to write for other people too?
Definitely.
Right? You open to
definitely.
That. Has anybody hit you up and want to work with the pen now? Pen Griffey.
Yeah. No, I actually just got like somebody want to sing one of my songs, and I'm super excited about that. I ain't gonna say who it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't like to talk about things before they actually happen. You know what I mean? So when that happens, I'll be glad to tell everybody. But, yeah, I'm excited about that.
All right. And then another dude I want to talk about again. I see when we talk about things that we don't want to put out there yet, Static Major. I just want to say personally, like, I have an idea to work on something and do something around Static Major that's going to be really special.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. And, hearing or seeing that.
Yeah, man. But... Yo, I just think dude was so brilliant.
Yeah, man, for sure.
With his pen. What kind of inspiration? Because you caught, even though he's from Louisville, Kentucky, like you caught on to him kind of later in life, right?
I did, yeah. It was actually after he passed when I found out. You know, somebody was like, yo, you know, Static Major passed. And I was like, nah, for real? You know what I mean? And then I was like, who is that? You know what I mean? And it was like, you know, they told me all everything that he's done. And I was like, oh, I started looking him up. And I started hearing him a lot, and I started hearing his writing style and stuff in different songs, like Pretty Ricky. Right. And I was like, oh, that sounds like Static, like, you know, Pleasure P. And I don't know, it was just dope, man. It was inspirational. And then it got even crazier whenever Drake sampled Player of the Group.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, man, Drake listened to, you know, local artists? That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to Chase and Cash. I think Chase and Cash.
They produced
it? Yeah, Chase and Cash flipped that one for him.
That's dope.
Or for the Take Care
Shout
album.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, Cheers to You was always like my go to. Like, that's such a dope ass song. Yeah.
Mine is All the Way, I think it's called. We can go all the way.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Ooh. Listen. And then I mean, because then you hooked up with Timbaland.
Yeah.
And I know who is still a great friend of yours, but like you saw the stars aligning, cause you right you yeah, was like Status from Louisville, like,
no, like, I'm not even making this up. Whenever Timbo called me and I was in Philly about, you know, coming down to work with him, I like sped home back to Louisville. We drove like 11 hours, and on the way, my boy had this little mix that his DJ friend did, and actually my DJ friend too, DJ Skills.
Anyway, like, nah, he's not really my friend.
Nah, but he, when the Static Major, a Player song came on, and I kid you not, I saw a shooting star. Like, at that moment, I was like, bro, I'm signing to Timbaland, bro. Like, I don't care. That's what I said at that time. You know what I mean? So that was crazy. How you said the stars aligning, and that's really how it felt. You know what I mean?
That's dope. How instrumental would you say, because you didn't sign to Timbaland, but I mean, what did that do for your career to get him to notice you? I feel like it gave you, well, put in your words before I put in my own words. What did that, you feel like that did for your career?
Definitely made me feel like there's a lot of things that I saw that was like, all right, it's possible. But, yo, that was like the kickstart of my career. You know, I'm just like, all right, man, Timbo, a legend, wants to work with me and give me beats. That's crazy.
Now, how does it feel, though? I mean, because obviously there was speculation about whether you would sign with Timbo. There was speculation. We saw a picture with you and Drake. So whenever Drake takes a picture with anybody, it's like, yo, he's going to sign a OVO.
That's crazy.
But you're actually on RCA Records.
Yeah.
And you're not signed to another artist.
Nah, I'm just signed straight to RCA.
How does that feel? Because a cosign is great, and I got to imagine to get it without the cosign to get it on your own, it has to be a feeling too. How were you able to navigate that, and how does that feel?
Man, it feels good to be able to do it, like, I guess on my own. You know what I mean? Like, to get a buzz. I heard the project Trap Soul, which is in stores now. Let me plug that in one more time. It's doing pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, and for a new artist, and that just feels good, man, to know that it all came from, you know, me. You know what I mean? My songs just being put on the internet, like, that's crazy.
Right. Nah, yeah, first of all, we're gonna plug the album like five more times. Avoid looking at Trap Soul, Trap Soul, Trap Soul, Trap Soul.
Make sure you say it.
It's all out now. What about the OVO thing now? How was that close to being a real thing, or was that just the internet taking?
Nah, that was a real thing, to be honest with you. That was, you know, Drake and 40 been talking to me, and one day I got a text from Drake, and I sent him a few songs, and then he was just listening to it. He's like, yo, I love this song. And then the next text, before I could even text back, was, I really want to sign you to OVO. And I was just like, I stared at it for a long time. And then I texted my manager, Neil. I was like, yo. And then, you know, those conversations just started. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Was those the words, I really want to sign you to OVO? Because I feel like when Drake texts, it might be in bars. Like, I could see him just, not just, I really want to sign you.
Because he got quotables for days.
Yeah, no. Come live out your dreams at OVO.
Yeah, for real. Nah, for real. Nah, but he said, yeah, those exact words, I really want to sign you to OVO.
How hard is it not to, obviously your team, and you have a team in place that works it out, and, you know, you always see if things hold water, does this make sense? But is there a part of you that, like, at the moment, you would like, yes, do it, I'll sign? Or, like, how hard is it not to take that deal and really wait and search and get the right deal?
It was hard for me because, you know what I mean? Like, I really, like, as much as, you know, the whole Timbo thing, like, made me feel like, all right, I'm about to, you know what I mean? I'm buzzing out here, like, I'm about to do it. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of times where I really got discouraged and was just like, man, this ain't gonna work. Like, I don't even want to be an artist. Like, why am I, you know what I mean? Like, just thinking negative things. Like, I'm a real pessimistic person at times. So you know what I mean, I just started thinking like, yo, I need to sign the OVO or else I'm not gonna be anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I need to go ahead and do this. This is what I wanted. this is how it's supposed to happen. Like, I did the songs, the dope songs. Drake heard them. Now he wants to sign me. Like, this is how I thought that was, like, you know what I mean? The plan or God's plan, you know what I mean? But everything just went differently. Like, and that was like one of the biggest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. You know what I mean? But luckily, I'm super naive when it comes to making business decisions. You know what I mean? So, like, I signed the two labels before, you know what I mean? Like, two independent labels, and neither of them worked out. So, this time I had a whole team, you know, my manager Neil sitting right here with us.
Shout out to Neil.
And,
Man, he looked like a smart, like, I'm just looking. He's like, yeah, listen, tell Drake to text, I'll handle this.
He's a mogul in the making.
Right, that's what's up.
But nah, you know what I mean? So, we're just talking, you know, the lawyer and, you know, A&Rs and stuff, and I don't know, of course they had, were talking to us about it, but nah. And they were just like, yo, I feel like this is the best move. And then, you know, we talked to 40 about it. And even 40 was like, yo, this is not a bad deal at all. You know what I mean? From RCA. So we just did it.
And I feel like they're not haters over there. Like, Drake has so much success anyway.
He's not a hater at all, man. Like, not too long after that, after I signed my deal, he invited me to the club.
Right.
You know what I mean? To That's turn up with him one time.
That's what's up.
And I told him that it was the second best night of my life next to my daughter being born. So, no haters. OVO.
I feel you. Do you got a label situation over there at RCA, or is it like?
Yeah, man. It's like a, yeah.
What's the name of the label? You shot the label?
Oh, wait. You mean, okay, nah.
Yeah, like.
Kind of, but I don't even know what the name is yet, so okay. I'm just like, you know, it's whatever. I'm just an artist. Right?
Neil, look, I seen Neil just eyes just perk up. Now, the reason why I asked you, though, because it leads to my next question, because the same way that Drake sends you a text and says, hey, I really want to sign you to OVO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever think about in a couple of years that could be you to younger artists? Like,
that'd be crazy.
I really want to sign you to Tiller Records.
Yo, honestly, I think it takes a lot to say that, you know what I mean? Because, like, you got to find somebody that you just know is not going to be, like, blurting stuff out and just telling everybody the world. You know what I mean? Cause I never told anybody that until now. No. You know what I mean? For real, like, especially in the interview that he told me that. But, you know what I mean? Like, I feel I be kind of spooked, like, screenshotting all the messages and posting them and stuff. Like, ah, man, this kid's too excited. Like, chill. But I tried to, like, stay humble and just, you know what I mean, be one of those. Because I mean, I'm a private person, so I just tried to keep it that for a while. And I be seeing people that be like, I don't know, never mind.
You can leave it. Listen, you a private person. When you got girls and just different people around, man, is there a box where they could drop their cell phone in?
Nah, but we're going to make one of those soon. Please believe it. We're making one of those.
Just got to drop. You know, because then some of them don't want to leave their cell phone, so.
Oh, well.
Turn your ass around.
Yeah, leave.
Look, man, first of all, though, but you don't like to be around a lot of, that's not really
I'm not
vibe.
Even in that lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, being around parties, like, I'm not really into that, but. I'll take $50,000 to go in the club, though.
Right. Yeah. A little walkthrough.
Say what's up.
You had the line about down the album, tell Steve no more bitches in the hotel.
Yeah, man. I ain't really with that, you know, partying too much. I remember I was recording, and they was just, like, turning up. I was here in New York, actually, at this house. Shout out to my boy Orso. And at his crib recording, and they used to have these girls over and stuff, and I just hear giggling in the hallway. I'm just like, bro, I can't even, like, when I'm recording, I like to feel like there's nobody else on earth, so.
Shout out to Steve, though. Damn, I don't know if you remember. Like, I met you and Steve
together. I really don't remember the first time we met, which is crazy. I remember meeting a lot of people, but.
Of course.
When I saw you, I knew who you was. And I'm like, oh, shit, Rob Markman.
Yeah, that was crazy. I saw him just the other day talking to listeners, and he was like, Rob, I didn't even know because you barely on social media. Like, you know, you real into your own shit. And even that day at the Beast Party, it wasn't rude or anything, but you were just, it was a party. Everybody was like turning up, drinking. You were real like quiet. I was like, damn, man, he different. like your vibe was
it's
just
It's funny
different.
When people notice that, because I'd be feeling like nobody, I don't know. I just be feeling like I don't belong in parties. Like I'd be standing there. I'm just like, all right, what do I do? And the fact that I'm asking myself, what do I do? Just shows that I don't belong there.
I feel like you was, I could be wrong. I feel like you was writing or listening to something though, because we was in a party.
I
had headphones on. And I was like.
It was.
I knew it was a Beats party, and he had some headphones on, so I was like, did they pay him to just walk around the party in these headphones? Or he was just like writing
That's
something?
Hilarious. Nah, yeah. That's funny.
But, Carl Cherry had introduced us from iTunes, man, and he's been, like, buzzing about you ever since, so he put me on it.
That's the homie, man.
I put Kristen on.
Love.
Yeah, man. Damn, another song I want to talk about, man. I know you don't got a ton of time, but 10-9-14.
Uh-huh.
Bro, like, when did you get the idea to put that day into a song? Because it really captures a moment in time. Like, now you can never, ever, ever forget this day.
Never.
Because there's a record of it.
That's a really significant day. You know what I mean? Like, I dropped the song that changed my life. And since that day, like, my life has changed drastically. So it's just like, I got to talk about it. Like, I can't make a project without talking about some real shit. You know what I mean? So, like, that was the beat. That song actually was an R&B song at first. You know what I mean? And it just wasn't sounding right. And I was like, you know what? Like I said, I can't make a project that doesn't have some real shit on it. So I was like, let me just talk about what's been going on since then. Like, I had written a few bars already, like, just about, you know what I mean, some stuff that happened over the year. And I'm just like, I'm about to put this in a song somewhere. But I didn't know that it was all going to become one whole song. But,
yeah, nah, that's crazy. And, I mean, and for those that don't know 10-9-14, and most people, if you're a Bryson Tiller fan, know that that's the day that you dropped Don't.
Yeah.
But you wasn't even really fully confident in that song at the beginning.
I wasn't. That ain't even the first day I dropped it. Right. I dropped it on, like, October 3rd or something, or October 4th, and then I deleted it the first day. I was just like, nah. And then, you know, people, I got some DMs like, yo, put that back up. You tripping. Mm-hmm. So, and then a lot of people tell me they fucked with it on a UK campus. Shout out to those people. Mm-hmm. So it just, like, gave me the confidence to, you know, put it back up.
Do you still, and I know artists are always going to be artists. Like, you're probably going to be your own worst critic, you know. But do you still have songs that you feel like, was there anything on this album that you wasn't sure of? And maybe the team, maybe Neil was like, nah, you bugging.
Yeah. Plenty of them.
Neil says yes.
And you know, it's crazy. There were some changes that I made, and they thought I was bugging. But after I made them, they was like, okay, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
What's one of those songs? What's one of the songs that you had doubts that they had to convince you?
One of the songs I had doubts about. It's not on there no more.
Okay.
What's another song? I don't even remember, to be honest. But Open Interlude actually had a different part.
Okay.
And the intro, it was different. And I told them I wanted a different intro. But I feel like they kind of felt me on that. And then, but Open Interlude had a different part. And then AO sent me some crazy dope stuff. So I was like, yo, I'm about to use this AO beat and put it right there. You know what I mean? On the second part of the interlude.
That's dope. And then Sorry Not Sorry, bro. I was drawn in from the beginning. Like, because you definitely be on your video game shit. Like,
yeah.
Anybody who samples Street Fighter, it automatically ends up being one of my favorite songs on the album. Yeah. Talk about the games. I know you
and
travel.
People who do it, like, and don't make it sound corny. Some people like sound samples video games and it'd be sounding corny. But yeah, what was you gonna say?
It's true. Nah, it's definitely art, because you don't want to fuck like that 8-bit sound or that 16-bit sound. Like, it's so limiting where you can go with it.
Yeah.
But you game for real. Like, we was around each other yesterday, and you move around with a Super Nintendo. Like, what is this?
Yeah, man. When we just be in a hotel and it just be like a boring day, it's like, yo, let's play this. You know what I mean? Got the Ninja Turtles on deck. Super Mario.
Right, the Turtles in Time. What you really got to do, man, I challenge you, you got to get on that Wii joint and get that Mario Maker.
Let me see what's popping with it. I'm not really a big fan. I stopped messing with Nintendo after, the 64?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stopped chill.
What's some of the games you fucking with, like some of the newer games that you fucking with now?
Newer games? Man, I haven't got any time to play, but one game that I'm really looking forward to is Star Wars Battlefront. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but Star Wars Battlefront 3. You know what I mean? I used to play Battlefront 2 on Xbox, the original Xbox, and now I'm going to be so turned when that game comes out. And, you know, obviously, Rockstar doing anything, I'm getting that. Whatever it is, I got to get it.
You're a big Rockstar fan, too. We spoke about this also, and you could read about it on Genius. But that's where you learn about a lot of new music, like from old music, actually, from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm going to tell them this, too, when I see them. But, like, yo, it's more than just a game for me. You know what I mean? Like, even when I, like, took a break from music, this is going to sound so corny and lame, but I used to drive around Lambos on GTA 5 and just, like, in L.A. and just pretend that it was me, for real. I'm just like, yo, this is me right now. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Listen to music. I go customize a car, be like, yo, this is my dream car. Let me go get a white Range Rover, too. You know what I mean? Like, and now it's looking like that might be happening in the next 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? For real, for real.
That's real. Not because it's real, that's actually the opposite of real. But what I'm saying is, I bet there's a lot of other dudes that came up doing the same shit.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure y'all done did that too before, stopping at stoplights and shit on the game.
Okay, so y'all, you done praised Rockstar. So what happens next, right? I'm going to tell you how this go because I seen this play. Neil's going to put a call in to him and be like, yo, new GTA, what y'all need to do is make Bryson a musical director. We're going to curate all the music.
That'd be crazy. I feel like I...
See, he's like, yo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you open for all those opportunities. Like,
yeah,
you ain't.
But
like,
I don't want to just do just music. Oh, yeah, you can be in charge of music. No, I want to be a part of the game. You know what I mean? I want to give y'all some ideas. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do something different. Like, more than just putting music. I feel like every artist does that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kendrick. He got a lot of his music in the last game.
Yeah. I feel like that set Kendrick off a lot. Like, even before the Interscope deal, like, they had, like, little joints buried in the GTA games.
That was crazy.
That's a good vehicle. Word, man. Listen, man, I know you got to go, man. I appreciate your time.
It's all love. You know I could have did this for an hour. For
all right, so we're going to stay. what's next? When the album coming? Now, do you have a plan for it? I always hate this question because it's like you just dropped something.
Yeah.
And the mixtape's on iTunes now. Y'all can get it right now. And it's everywhere. It's not just iTunes. But is there a plan for the album in the immediate future? Like, or is it kind of like you're going to see where this takes you and you'll start working on the album later?
I mean, I guess it's like a simultaneous thing. Like, I'm going to see where it takes me, and I'm still going to work on my album. Like, I'm not about to wait. And you're like, oh, okay, well, since it didn't do what I thought, no, I'm just going to get right to work. You know what I mean?
Well, what's your expectations for this? For this mixtape.
I don't know, man.
Because it's buzzing out. They talking
cool.
about you now.
Honestly, this was enough for me. Like, if it does anything greater or bigger, that's you know what I mean? That's better and doper. Like, but, like, this was enough for me. Like, last mixtape I put out, I got a lot of love, which was Killer Instinct when I was when I was 17 years old. Mm. And I got a lot of love locally. You know what I mean? Now I'm getting like national love, and then, you know, my favorite artists like Trey Songz and all those guys are reaching out to me, and that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? But that was enough for me. Like,
Have you connected with Chris Brown yet? I know
that's nah, him. But I heard he's been bumping my music tough.
He got to be. Everybody is playing it.
Yeah.
He's been on tour. That'd be crazy, you and Chris.
That'd be wild.
I feel like it's
make
coming.
Some bangers.
For sure. Do you produce to it? Will you get into production?
I'm definitely trying to get into production soon. Soon, very soon. Like, I need to. I feel like if I got a hand in on that, then everything would just be 10 times better sonically. Mm. I don't know why.
How frustrating is it for you? Like, because I know you used to be on SoundClick heavy looking for beats. Like, you might have a mood that you're in to have to go through.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
500 beats.
You're right. man, I guess you know. Like, I'll have a mood. Like, I'll be like, man, I feel like rapping on something like Rambo. You know what I mean? And then I'll just be scrolling through the thing trying to find, like, a beat like Rambo. And I never could find it. You know what I mean? So that's what's frustrating about SoundClick. But, man, and that's what happened with the R&B stuff. With Don't. Like, I was looking for a dope R&B beat, and Don't was at one that I found. I was like, this is dope. I'm about to record it.
The funny thing is, though, because it was on, you got that off of SoundClick.
Yeah.
And your boy King Vory.
Yeah.
Right? Had the same beat.
Yeah, the same beat. We were out in the studio. And I was like, yo, I played it for him. He was like, oh, this is dope, man. Guess what? I did the same beat. I was like, for real? I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let me hear it. And he played it. And it was like, H-Town got me feeling so thrilled. That's all he had. And I was like, all right, let's combine them right now.
Yo, that's like the musical version of R. Kelly and Usher saying, girl.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you never heard that song?
Yeah, no, of course.
But that's
the T-Pain remix too. But is that what happened? Like,
not what happened. But they found out they was fucking the same.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Gosh.
You're gonna take that back.
Shout out to that line on "For However Long." That, you know what I mean? That just takes it back to when I said, you know, finding girls like finding beats on SoundClick.
Right. Yeah, I feel like every artist probably was like, "Word."
Man, I hope they can relate to that.
Word. Yeah. So Don't was the last beat that you took off of SoundClick.
Don't was the last beat. I'm never going to SoundClick ever again. Sorry. Maybe I will, honestly. I might be looking for some dope producers. So if y'all got some stuff, put it on SoundClick. I might just go through that and just look for some producers.
Come live out all your dreams at
Silver
Records.
Type shit.
Yeah, man. But, man, yo, I really appreciate you, man. I know you don't do a ton of interviews. I know. Uh-huh. I respect the fact that, as a fan of the music, I respect how you're just you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's about a vibe with you. And Man, I got two interviews with Bryson Tiller in 1 week. I'm hot. Nah, I'm hot in these streets, bro.
That's love. I'm glad you feel that way. That makes me feel cool.
Nah, it's definitely because it's all about the music, man. And the funny thing is, I think we'll look back on this a couple of years later. Like, you know, just make sure I can still reach you. Make sure I can still get those interviews, man.
You can do it, man.
But yo, man, again, my brother, man, congratulations on the mixtape.
Thanks.
All the success.
Trap Soul in stores now.
Yeah, everywhere. We got physicals too. Can we get?
Yeah.
Okay.
Physicals.
Because I downloaded it off of iTunes yesterday, but I need liner notes, man. I'm the type that, like, I want to know, like, who produced what and who mixed it and who engineered it. Oh, yeah.
The physical copies are very rare right now, though, it seems. So if you can get one,
Savoy, what's
send
up?
Me a picture.
It's like tag a unicorn. There you go. All right, man. Nah, but yo, definitely appreciate you. Shout out to Kristen, who couldn't make it. But she's doing some big things. If they don't know, just shout out where they could get you at on Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Yeah, holler at me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Tumblr. I just made one of those. Bryson Tiller, BrysonTiller.
Okay, that's what it is. And I'm at Rob Markman, RobMarkMan. Go to genius.com. You're going to see the whole Trap Soul album is fully annotated. Bryson went in and did annotations on every single song. So y'all can check that out and then fill in the rest. And that's it, man. Till next week, man. This has been the Red Light Special. We're going to take you out with Jake and Papa. Peace. And that's the motherfucking truth.